We continue our learning Le'ilinish Masdavi Ben Menachem Mishnah Mechaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Beitza Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. A little bit of an introduction. We have three categories of karbanos that we bring on a typical regel. We have the olas re'iyah. It's a karban ola. The entire karban is burnt based on the pasuk Yeroeh Kol Zuchurcha or V'lo Yeroes Pnei Hashem Erekam. Every male shall come, should not come empty-handed, shall be seen by Hashem, and that's the karban olas re'iyah. The entire karban, of course, is burnt. We don't eat any part of that karban. Then we have the Shalmei Chagiga based on the pasuk V'chagolosem Oso Chag LaHashem. There, the carbon is a carbon chagiga. It's a carbon shlum, and we eat from that carbon. And then, those are two obligatory carbonos. And then we have carbon of shlumim known as shalmei simcha, based on the pasuk v'zavachta shlumim v'achalta sham v'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. There, if we don't have meat from the other carbonos, from the shalmei chagiga, so then we bring other carbonos, we slaughter them in order to rejoice on Yom Tov. Now, when it comes to carbonos behema in general that the individual brings, whether it's obligatory or it's an adava, it's a donated carbon, the Bechor, the Maser, and the Pesach exceptions to this rule, but all other carbonos require smicha. Smicha, leaning with your full weight on the head of the animal, the owner does this, based on the pasuk v'samach yado arosh karbono in Vayikra Perigimel. While the animal's still alive, you lean on the animal. So our Mishnah here, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, is going to discuss the issue of smicha on Yom Tov, on the animal, leaning on the animal, and the various karbanos which can be brought on a Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevi'in Shlamim, Vein Somchin Aleihem. You're allowed to bring karbanos Shlamim, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha, because there's Achilas Adam. Person is going to eat from those karbanos. No different than if I want to slaughter a chulin or not, kadosh animal, which I'm allowed to do a Yom Tov because that's part of Ochel Nefesh. So Shlomim you can bring, but Vein Sumchen Aleihen, but Smicha we don't do. Why don't we do leaning on the animal with all of our weight? Because that is what we call Mishtamish Bebal Chai. That's Mizanit Gzera de Rabbanon. We're not permitted to lean on an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're afraid you're not allowed to lean on an animal because that's included in the Gzera of riding an animal. Riding an animal, not allowed because we're afraid it may break off a branch to guide the animal. Same way we can't lean on a tree. We're afraid you're going to climb the tree and pluck off a branch. That's Gzera de Rabbanon. So we don't do the smicha on Yom Tov because we don't have to. Beis Shammai does not accept the concept of tekef l'smicha shchita, that you have to do the smicha immediately prior to the slaughtering of the animal. Do the smicha on Erev Yom Tov, that hours before, a couple of days before, that's okay. And therefore, smicha was never docha Yom Tov. So you bring shlamim, yes, you're not somech on aleim, avalo olos. But the korbanos ola, the olas re'iyah, even though it's obligatory, bring it on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov, because since you're not consuming any of that animal, the pasuk says, v'chagosem also chag l'Hashem, chagiga can be brought on Yom Tov, but not olas re'iyah. Ubeisil alone, Ubeisil disagrees on two issues. Number one, the v'in shlamim v'olos. Not only you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov a carbon shlamim, because you're eating from it, but even the carbon ola, the olas re'iyah, obligatory shalosh regalim carbon can be brought on Yom Tov. Of course, the pasuk says, yes, it does say v'chag l'Hashem also, but it says chag l'Hashem. Chag l'Hashem means kol shehu l'Hashem. Any carbon that's brought for Hashem, that's obligatory for Hashem, even though you're not going to consume any of that carbon, it's a carbon ola, it's going to be burnt kula on the mizbeach, nonetheless, that can be brought on Yom Tov. Not only that, v'somchen aleim, you can do smicha on them. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that tekef l'smicha shchita, you have to do the smicha immediately prior to the slaughtering of the animal. I don't have the option of doing the smicha erev Yom Tov. And therefore, that gezerah derabbanan of leaning on an animal, we're able to relax that, and therefore, you're able to do the smicha and should do the smicha on the animal right immediately prior to the shechting. Beis Hillel will agree, though, if I have an adarim and adavos, animals that I donated, the neder is where I say, Hare Alai, I take upon myself to bring this korban ola or shlamim or nidava harezu. This animal is I'm taking upon myself to bring this particular animal. Obviously, the nafkamina between them is that if I say harei alai, if something happens, the animal just dies. I have to bring a new one in its place. So I say harezu. This is a nidava. Oh, specifically, this animal. The animal dies. I don't have to. There's no achrayus. I don't have to replace it. Either way, those korbanos don't have a kavuazman. I donated the korban 3 months ago. I figure. Why make a separate trip to the Beis HaMikdash? I'll bring it. We'll bring these animals, these Darman Udavos, when I'm already going for Shalosh Regalim. Those, even the Shlamim ones, which potentially you would eat from, are not Doche Yom Tov, and therefore, because you could bring them on another day, you don't bring them on Yom Tov. Obviously, the Karbanos Tzibur of Ola, let's say a Karban Tamid, the Karban Musuf, these types of Karbanos, of course, those are Doche Yom Tov, those are Doche Shabbos too, those have a Kavuas Man, those I don't have any choice about. Okay, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. This mission is going to discuss the issue of Havara, igniting the fire from an existing flame, for purposes other than Ochel Nefesh. So says the Mishnah like this, Beishamei Omrin, Lo Yachem Adam Chamin Leraglov, Elim Kein Ru'in Lishasiyah. You're not allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash your legs. The same thing would true for your hands, or your face, let's say, which are things that people normally would wash daily. That's not allowed. Why? Because it's not for food. I'm allowed to ignite a fire from an existing flame, warm up water for drinking. That's okay. But for a laraglav, it's not allowed. So that's what Bishamai says. Lo yachem adam mecham laraglav, elim kein ru'uyin l'shasiya. Even only unless they are roy, they are fit for drinking. According to some, it means that I had to have warmed them up for drinking, and now I have a little bit left over, then I can wash my my face, my hands, my legs with them. And others say, I actually have to drink from it prior to using them for any other purpose, but to warm up the water specifically for that purpose, to cook water or havara, ignite a fire, not allowed unless it's for drinking purposes. Uveisilil matirin, and Beisilil says this is permitted, presumably because Beisilil accepts the concept of mitoch, as we discussed when it came to hotzah at the end of the first parak. The same way Beisilil allows you to carry in or through Rosh Hashanah, even if it's not for food purposes. Even if it's a Sefer Torah or a child or a lulav, and Beis Shammai denied it. So Beis Hillel, the same thing here. If you tell me this is a need for Yom Tov, so then it's acceptable. So if I'm warm, I need to wash my face. I want to wash my face on Yom Tov. That's a daily need people have. So I can warm up water for that purpose. It doesn't have to be specifically for drinking. Now, whether or not I can warm up water for my whole body, so that's a bigger issue, because the pasuk says, Achasher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'ose lochem, l'chol nefesh teaches me that which I do has to be a davar hashave l'chol nefesh. It has to be a malacha that the average person needs. So if you're going to tell me I'm warming up water to wash my face, Basil says, that's okay, that's acceptable, there will apply mitoch. But to tell me I'm warming up water to wash my whole body, in the days of the Mishnah, people didn't need to wash their whole body, that would be prohibited. Whether warming up water is prohibited for the whole body is an issur d'oraisa, an issur d'rabbanan, and that's a debate. According to the Balei HaTosfos, that's an issur d'oraisa. To warm up water for the whole body, it's not a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, it's a violation of the heter of the pasuk, therefore it's not allowed, it's an issur d'oraisa. And the Rif and the Rambam disagree. They say warming up water, it's not going to be usur d'oraisa if you warm it, even if you're warming it for the whole body, it's an issur d'rabbanan, and therefore the Rambam and the Rif are of the opinion that if you have water warmed up Erev Yom Tov, then you are allowed to wash your body, with the entire body, with that water since you warmed it up Erev Yom Tov, which is not true when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a gzera, gzeras habalonim. There was a gzera that was made because of the bathhouse keepers. the customers were coming and they didn't have enough water warmed up Erev Shabbos for all of them. So they started warming up water on Shabbos. When the Chachamim got wind of that, they said, oh, you're not allowed to wash your whole body in warm water on Shabbos, even if you warmed up the water Erev Shabbos. Maybe that applies at home, or maybe it only applies in a bathhouse, in a merchatz. But nonetheless, we're very strict when it comes to washing your body with hot water on Shabbos, even when the water was warmed up to Erev Shabbos. But the Rambam and the Rif were of the opinion, if you warmed up water Erev Yom Tov, then you could wash your whole body with that water. That's still not agreed upon necessarily by everybody. There is an interesting understanding of the Rambam here, where the Rambam does not assume that Beis Hillel's heter of warming up water for to wash your body, to wash your hands, your face, and your feet, which we allow, that's based on the concept of mitoch. That could be based on the fact that that's included in the category of ochel nefesh. How so? Well, same pasuk. It says, it's achasher yeochel lechol nefesh. What's lechol nefesh? So we assume lechol nefesh means something that's needed for the average person or for all types of people. But lechol nefesh can also mean the whole body, the entire person. So anytime I'm doing a malacha, that's for the person, for the body, whether it's for food or for drink, or for washing the body, that can be included in L'chol Nefesh. And that may explain Beis Hillel's position here. Mishnah then concludes, Osa Adam Midura U'mischaim Kenegda. A person is allowed to make a bonfire to warm himself in front of that on Shabbos. The Gemara says, according to the Braisa, this is Beis Hillel's opinion, who says that warming up water is considered a tzorech nefesh, and behold the concept of mitoch, and therefore this would be allowed. According to Beis Shammai, we were not allowed a medura to warm your body. This is not for washing the body. This is for warming the body, even though you'll say this is a hana for the whole body. Maybe Beis Shammai would allow this. So, no, Beis Shammai would not allow this. Warming up the body is the same as washing the body, and Beis Hillel allows rechitza, will allow midura, who allows you to warm up water for rechitza, would allow you to warm up water in order to warm the body, but nonetheless, or to make this bonfire, that is, on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai would not allow. Of course, this Mishnah is the issue. It has all of the sources for the debate of whether or not we're allowed to shower in hot water on Yom Tov. Warming up the water on Yom Tov, but even before Yom Tov may be an issue, but certainly on Yom Tov may be a problem, because if I'm washing my whole body, would we consider that times have changed and that is considered a davar hashava l'chol nefesh nowadays? That washing the entire body every day is considered that something that's needed for the average person? So that is a debate until today.